Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the door. People need the Lord. are called to take his light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love, our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can share.
Everlasting.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Just above our clouded skies that you may help to clear, let not narrow self your way divide. Though into one heart alone may fall your song of cheer,
brighten the corner where you are, brighten the corner. Far from harbor, you may guide across the bar. Right.
all your talent, you may surely find our need. Ye reflect the bright and morning star. Even from your humble hand, the bread of life may feed. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner, shine.
And all flesh shall see it together, for the mind.
And all flesh shall see it together,
for the mind.
And all flesh shall see it together.
And all flesh,
and all flesh,
and shall see it together,
the mind. Shall see it together.
The mind,
and
the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
And all flesh
shall see it together.
See it together, together,
for the mouth
of the Lord has spoken it.
Yeah.
Been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled The Black Sheep Missionary. Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21 says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations for ever and ever." The Kasai was an area in central Congo where the Adventist work had gone very slowly for many years. The Presbyterian missionaries had gone there, the Catholic missionaries had gone there, the Adventist missionaries had gone there, and they all had almost nothing to show for it. After 20 years, we had one school, one church, one pastor, one nurse, and one teacher, and that was about it. 300 members after 20 years. Now, I'm sure the missionaries used to pray and claim God's promise that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, Ephesians 3:20. They must have wondered, why not us, God? It's happening in Zambia, Rwanda, Kenya, and Tanzania. So why not us? Then one day, as the president of the country was driving along with his entourage, he noticed all these different independent churches. "What is this?" he asked. "There's the church of the prophet Pierre, the church of the prophet Simone, and on and on. How many churches do we have?" So the government did a research project and told the president that the country had at least 1,000 different independent churches. The president commented, "That's ridiculous. We're going to pass a new law. To be a legally recognized church in the Congo, a group must have two qualifications. One, the leader of the church has to have a college education. And second, the leader must have $1,000 in the bank." The first requirement eliminated many of the independent churches. The second requirement eliminated most of them. In the end, 33 churches were recognized. The Seventh-day Adventist Church was in that group. The rest of the 1,000 churches were told that if they wanted to have services on Sunday, they would have to join one of the recognized churches or operate under their umbrella. The Lord knew years before that this was going to happen, of course, and He had a plan in mind. There was an Adventist pastor's son in Rwanda who left home when he was 18, made his way to a neighboring country, got his university degree, and left the church, despite his father's fervent prayers. He got a job as the secretary to the Secretary of the Interior. There he sat in his big office and all the leaders of the different independent churches had to come to him to register and decide which church they would join. As they came in, they would ask him, "Which church should we join?" The young man would say, "Well, back on that table are all the different documents explaining what each religious group believes. Read through them and decide what you agree with and join that church." The leaders would pick up the different papers. They would read and read and read, and finally they would say, "This is all too confusing. Which church should we join?" "Well, what do you believe?" the pastor's son would say. Most of them would respond, "We believe everything that's in the Bible." "Well," the pastor's son would tell them, "if you believe everything that's in the Bible, then you have to become Seventh-day Adventists." Soon we had all these different groups coming and asking to join the Adventist Church. That is why my wife and I went to the Kasai as new missionaries to help take care of this tremendous interest. In just a few short years, 100,000 people were baptized into God's remnant church. A reflection associated with this story comes from Christ Object Lessons, page 147. We must not only pray in Christ's name, but by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This explains what is meant when it is said that the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, Romans 8:26. Such prayer God delights to answer. When with earnestness and intensity we breathe a prayer in the name of Christ, there is in that very intensity a pledge from God that He is about to answer our prayer, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, Ephesians 3:20. The Black Sheep Missionary was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.